You know, I'm beginning to think the only place where one can still find love and romance in New York is the gay community. It's straight love that's become closeted.
Stanford Blatch was one of my closest friends. He was the owner of a talent agency who, at the moment, was down to a single client. So are you telling me that you're in love?
How could I possibly sustain a relationship? You know, Derek takes up like 1,000% of my time.
Don't you think that's a bit obsessive?
Harry, I'm a passionate person. His career is all I care about. When that's under control, then I can concentrate on my personal life.
Stanford, he's an underwear model.
With a billboard in Times Square. Oh, my God, don't turn around. The loathe of your life is at the bar.
It was Kurt Harrington. A mistake I made when I was 26. And 29. And 31.
Harry, don't even go there.
What, do you think I'm a masochist? The man is scum.
Good, because I don't have the patience to clean up this mess for the fourth time.
Will you relax? I don't have a shred of feeling left.
Thank God.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to visit the ladies' room.
Carrie.
It was true. I no longer felt a thing for Kurt. After all of these years, I finally saw him for what he was, a self-centered, withholding creep who was still the best sex I ever had in my life. However, I did have a little experiment in mind. Kurt. Wow, what are you doing here?
Hey, babe. Gorgeous.
Right. So, how's life?
Not bad. Can't complain. You?
Well, you know, just writing the column, the usual. So, you seen anyone special?
Not really. You?
Well, just a couple guys. But you look good, though.
So do you.
What are you doing later?
I thought you weren't talking to me for the rest of your life.
Who said anything about talking?
What do you say to my place? 3 o'clock.
All right. See you there.
Are you out of your mind? What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, calm down. It's research. Oh, God.